Namkha da nyambe semchen tam cheji dandu Shonchup chodo tukshe badan chete sembar hyu Kanchi sembar shave rimbani Kolon tami gondon tatu Devarshi bi hinbo ge ten Savarasheba Tonti chembo singi ngaro Sheshawandini Shuvarasheba la Tomar Jilami kapso Dosan kunin choshirdan, tegin yerme shirdan, riyu shina lichin kun, tadu sanji himbo chin, sumba tadu, jumsen namba sumji goni, tini simchen tamche ji jula, tad devarishi bi himbo yopar, tad tena pabate, shusende. Tad teringi kapsu pabane, tani kam teda, Semchen ji jun na chitar yubi tsurke na song yare. Ta tenzi namba sum ji ten la wab ju ge. Ta devarishi bi hinbo ge cha te. Da kam te da siri devarishi bi hinbo ge cha te re. Semchen ji jun la ta yuk tsur se nan da. Semchen nam ji jun la ne tsur. Jun la ne bi ne tsur kan de yinba de ke na song yare. Ta nilu rongi ngui ondu shena chu tamji chuni ti londu chuchin son yare. Chuni rongi ngola chenga meba nyamba nidu nela son yare. Ta tanda nilu rongi ngui ondu shena sejute tine ta devarashipi Mimbo ge none ya ta tartu ba deni chini inji chate yando gare ta nelu rong ge ngos ji de deni mimbi none on tartu ba chini inji ngo de la gogu gare ta chini inji ngo de na la ne ta chini inji on de shena se gare Chu tamji chuni di long du chichin son da. Dan kondi ji chu tamji chuni di long du. Deni chit deri. Da chuni di long du mandu bigi. Kondi ji chu seya ji yaji erosana di yaji me son betan dare. Da danda mada korbi chu seya ndiya. Deni chuni in di long du chit deri are. Madan korvi gi chö tamji chuni inti long le. Dini danda shari yajo don. Tarangan rubi ne kam nao chuni inti long du pa. Dini tim ro gyore. Dishiri madan korvi chö tamji chuni ti long du. Dini chupa chenji yin du gyore. Da takwa nyangilin di bi chö si ju te so yon. Takudon ishiki chari, ishiki chatamji on chuni ti long du mandiba chenji yimare. Chuni ti long le, tene yene taupi chatamji lundupsu ne degare. Lundupsu ne yajote, ta shiro le tsu shar. Tene yon tar, tene nongi inso yon patim dogare. Tishiri taupi chatamji on chuni ti long du chichin son yare. Ta chini in rangi ngola Tini jewa da ngakpa siyanda bu Tini yewa yaji yorebesina Yewa yomare songyare Chini rangi ngola jenga chikan yomare Konde ji nawa tamji ni Chini in tegi londo ndu dojo Chini ji in tegi Tini chab dojo ge Nawa chenji redi gare Ta chini rangi ngola ni Tini jenga chani menken chini Inso jenga meba nyamba nido nela ase yare Ta chini yin di wang du dong du se gire. Tini tandang korwa seya ge nyemba ge chue chenji na nyandi seya ge zangbi chue di yewa yorewese na yo mari song gire. Ta yin di wang du dong du konde zangge ge yewa yo mari. Tini paru se di nyandi ge chai ya, tsuru se di korbi chai ya na cho gire. Paru tsuru ge Yewa yaji yorewesina yomari songyare. 다단 옌지 예와 야지 여러에서는 다긴지 예와 야지치 여 말을 송자래. 첨보도 중위 예와 야지 여러에서는 첨보도 중위 예와 야지 여 말을 송자래. 춘이 이대 왕도 떠온디 난 콘디기 예와 여 말해. 대견도 수로도 파로기 예와 여 말해. 다긴기 예와 여 말해. 치중기 예와 여 말을 송자래. 나시 뒤지 제발 세리다. 네바 세안다다 다다와 세안다다 마음바 세하게 뒤지 제발 야지 여러분들 주니 뒤 모르더나를 뒤지 제발 여 말을 써네. 뒤인디 제발서 메테 주인 틱레 냐지 폰지르 메바옹 써는 취지 인성자래. 틱레 냐지 세운디 딱 타르투사 대가라는 거거래. 타르투산다고 대라. 아니 틱레 냐지 세겨래. 딱 대리 인 야온지 메바 대라. 틱레 냐지 그 다녔다는 거거래. 데니 디 춘이 데나 다 폰주르 여르베서는 폰주르 짠 여 말에 송이야레 디 제디 다 타르투 온디 춘이 디글레 냐치 폰주르 메빠 디 데니 데워르키 비 힝보게 노네요 단 타르투바 데리 야거레 디시 힝보 쓰지 디 타르투 온디 디 란 로사 치야 말에 타르투 사디 데리 투구거레 디 제디 폰주르 메빠 오송네
Please listen with the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking of all sentient beings, or in number as vast as space. So, this teaching is so given on the ultimate intent of the final turning of the wheel of the Dharma, the Sugatagaba, and based on this verse by Maitreya, which gives the reason why showing that sentient beings have the Buddha nature, that this Sugatagaba, Tathagatagaba is present in all sentient beings. And three reasons it gives in this quote says, the Kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, for suchness is indivisible. They possess the Gotra, therefore all sentient beings always have the Buddha nature. So we went through the three reasons that are given by so Maitreya in this text, and Mipa Rinpoche explained them in this commentary, this lion's roar on the presentation of the crucial points of the Sugatagaba, and now we come to this is done. We've presented, or the text has presented those three reasons, and now we come to see. Now that we've seen that sentient beings do have this Buddha nature, now how does it abide in sentient beings? How it is present in sentient beings? So the text says, now I will explain how these elements abide within the continua of sentient beings. So the way it is present, the way it stays in sentient beings, and says first from the perspective of the essence of the nature of things. All phenomena are encompassed within the expanse of the Dharmata. They abide in the great equality, free from arising and ceasing, of the essence of the Dharmata itself. Within this great equality, all distinctions of good and bad, such as samsara and nirvana, all divisions such as here and there, self and other, big and small, all categories of time, such as before and after, and so on, do not exist in the single sphere of the Dharmada to be unchanged, and it is the single sphere, the Tiglen Nyakchik, of the Dharmada to be on a change and transformation. So, it says first, from the perspective of the essence of the nature of thing, that is, from the perspective of the Neluk, of the way things are, of the nature of thing, then within the, it says, within the different, aspect of the Tathagatagaba, then the most supreme, the most important one is aspect of the basic space of the Dharmata, Chunigiin. That's the most important aspect in the Tathagatagaba, and so basically which means that we're going to look at things from the perspective of this basic space of the nature of thing, from the Chenigi. And so, so from the perspective of this nature of thing, all phenomena are encompassed within the expanse of the Dhammata, the abide in the great equality, free from arising and ceasing of the essence of the Dhammata itself. So, in all phenomena are encompassed within the expanse of the Dhammata. There is not a single phenomena that is not included in, that is not in the expanse of the Dhammata. And whether it is the impure phenomena of samsara, they all arise out of the expanse of the Dhammata, the expanse of the basic space of the Dhammata. And in the end also, they dissolve back into the expanse of the Dhammata. And in terms of the of liberation, if you look from the perspective of liberation, that is of nirvana, then also all the phenomena of nirvana, that is the kayas and wisdom, also there's not a single one in single of those aspects which is not of the phenomena of nirvana, of the kayas and wisdom, which are not included, which are not encompassed within the vast expanse of the basic space of the Dhammata. And so all the all those phenomena are actually, as was said before, spontaneously present within this vast expanse of the Dhammata. And even though so, they are spontaneously present in the Dhammata, and then they appear outwardly, you know, they may manifest outwardly, and then, but those outward manifestation then finally dissolve back into the basic space anyway. So that is shows how actually there's not a single phenomena which is not encompassed, which is within the basic space of the Dhammata. That is, that they're all pervaded by this Dhammata nature. And within this vast expanse of the Dhammata, there is no such thing as arising and ceasing. Dhammata is free from arising and ceasing. And so the they all abide, all those phenomena so abide within this vast expanse of the Dhammata. That is, that they're all pervaded by this basic space of the Dhammata. And so that is why the text says that they abide in the great equality. That's what it means. They are all, you know, within this vast, this basic space of the Dhammata. And so that what that is what the great equality refers to. And so within this great equality, all distinctions of good and bad, such as samsara and nirvana, there's not a single division or distinction, you know? Like sometimes we may talk about the samsara, something bad, and the nirvana, something good. These distinctions do not exist at the level of the Dhammata itself. There's no such division, such distinction. There's no separation between here and there. It could be, you know, samsara and nirvana, that could correspond to samsara and nirvana. There's also not distinction of self and others, distinction of big and small and so on. All those different division categories, distinction, are not present at the level of Dhammata. There's also no temporal distinction. All the categories of time, such as before and after and so on, do not exist in this level. So this is the single sphere of the Dhamma Dhatu, beyond change and transformation. Single sphere is the Tigle Nyakchik, this expression. Tigle Nyakchik means that basically what the ultimate kind of state, you know. And that since there is nothing else, then that's why it's called the single sphere, Tigle Nyakchik. And so this Tigle Nyakchik, this sphere of the Dhamma Dhatu, is beyond change and transformation, and so there is nothing beyond that, and it is the ultimate suchness of the Tathagatagarbha, which is beyond so change and transformation.
nelu la tetar yin chang truba lower be nangwa don tena den detar kamsum korwi lusem yurji nangwa shane chini jiran shin mentong vi tsena yang song yare tat nelu tetar yin chang siji ta kondu shema tabatare devare shibi nyingbo ginanin tartuba ta chini yinji chadiga ta yin di ngor tina la ta konde ki yewa se anda da zangin ki yewa se anda bunda da di yindo ta tanda paro don tsuro se agi ta yinji ki cha se a tingi dugur yosina di dugu ma re song gir ta di madruba tindi ta kondi tema taba tere ta yin na yang nelu la madrub na yang turba lobur bigin nonsur don te undi se gare tan turba lobur wa ge ta lobur turbi nawa chen ji hyad de gara ne tsur la turba se a chen ji madum na ya tan nonsur la den turbi cha chen ji ye de gare pena ta dung ge khado de ta karbo re de gare ne tsur la karbo cha de gare yinna ya tan tikpi nazi tab jigone ene karbo tela ta serbo tad shene thon ro gyare ta ti serbo tad thon di ta serbo tene ko lubru bi chere dirwa ne ka ne tab le char ga jo gi chere ma to ba ge ta dun khorong ge ranjin gi khado na bo de re ya mare ta ten na shin ba shene Tene tata nganon tsoke ngola ta mada korwi nawa chenji xat dejo ndi Tene ta chini yin tela ta rinji tubi nawa de regeyo amare Yinji ngorla rinji tubi nawa de chagiyo amare Ta yinji ngorla rinji tubi nawa sijete ta taubi nawa mbahi pati yagu gare Ta taupi na pena tungi kado karbo na pati jagore, taupi na mbashi pati jagore. Ta ti taupi na wa tegi yon trusi she ondi, tene pena tungi kado karbo gen trusi she ne, nasi tabla tene, serbon towa nanshin she ne, ene taupi na wa gen trusi she ne, yon tanda ta madabi na wa te sharongare. Ta te chiri ta madabi nawa seya te tene inji ngorna hinji tubi nawa kanya re mara ko loburwa chenji re dire ko mepi chue chenji re dire gare me jindu kong yaduk chue chenji re dire gare te chiri ta tanda korbi nawa seya te me jindu kong yaduk chenji yindu gare ta te indi ta korbi nawa deso tamji Ko chinga ki namba, zangin ki namba, ta tindi ki nichu ji yewa dan cheba chinji yindu gare. Korbi nama te, ta ti chini yinji ngola hinji tubi nama de yatu gare mara. Ko lobru bi nama ase yandu gare. Ta tindi vi lobru bi nama tindi tana tuku ya mara te madru bi jindu nama yajo tegi, tini chini yinji rangshi tindi Tiku dibar shen do gare, ranshi di pa dim do gu yosong gare. Tekiri lobur vi nongwa don ting undi, tan ditaran kamsum korwa ge luji nawa da, teni semji nawa da, yuchin semji nawa da, teni yur zugda laso baga nawa se gare, tan ne, teni nujin jikten, teni ten zugda tiro, Ta semjian rangrangi luji cha se na un chogi yasare. Yon manan dini lujitan sem yurji nawa se na un chogi yare. Ta ti nawa dende me jindu. Dini lobur du shari yajugin nawa chinji yindu gare. Ta lobur du shari yajugin nawa yinayon ti lobur ki nawa dende ki chunyi ji rangshin di kun tong michi ne. Di kun dibar shen rogi yosong gare. Chunyi ji rangshin min tong ne dim rogare. Dibar shi bi tsena yansong gare. Ta dim rogi ne kam na chunyi yinji cha de meba chaya rwesana meba chaya ma risong gare. Chunyi ne meba ma yin te song. chuni rangi rangin le ponjur tani yo mare se gari chuni rangi rangin le ponjur tani yo mare da lobur turbi nawa ge dibne chuni ji ten tende da no matab na yo chuni ji si koronun jura tani yo mare si ji rangin te yene tene ranchi se ko ne de gari son gari yo wa chungzi chan me par yope na se gari deshi yonde da Tata ngaron chola ngon do gyurju ge ta zongzin chenji semdi ta lubru barendo a zongzin chenji semdi ko lubru barendo gare semdi turbi semredo gare ta zongzin lubru barendo semdi ngon do gyurundi dini chini yinji chatende ta ko dimdo gare non togu ya mare dindi danda zongzin semji Tene chini ji chade dimna ya chini rangi ngola ponjo chani yo mare son gare. Tende ngola ponjo chani meba chenji yindu gare. Tende dan di kaso sem ji chini tetabu lobur ji dimi bubsu shene mungan yon son doa. Ta zongzin sem ji chade ngondo chondi tene chini yin ji chatende ta lobur ji tima zari kaka chikan yamar sem koron ya chogare zonzin ki sem koron lobur ji tima redi gare di zonzin ki sem tende ki tene tanda chini yin ji chatende dim rogare sonre tende chini yin ji ki bubsu kasindes tanda zonzin sem ti bubsu ta chini yin ji chatende chun rodi ta chini yin ji chatende non togu me sonme tandare Bupsu shene mungan yon se gare. Chittam yu na nimbi tsuji neba la riksam nimbo she jete son gare. Ta zonzin ge sem ti bupsu tene tanda chini in ta devar shibi nimbo tende ne de yana yon. Ta zonzin ge sem tende ge non chugu ya mare son re. Ta mahno na yon zonzin sem ti ge yu senayinda, sem degi chut senayinda, nimbo gu tsudu, dini chunyi devarishi bi nimbo inji chatinde, ne degi yore sonre. Ne dejo tela, ta riksam nimbo sene tanye tando gare, rikki tanye tando gare, devarishi bi nimbo gu tanye tando gu yore son gare. Ta teshi yonde, ta Tanda ndo konongi xietong redire, ta dewari xibi nyingbo kutong yishi ki yuntin tamji rangchi su, nyingji tubi yajyo tinde yang, ta zongzin ki sem tinde ki dribne, ta zongzin ki sem ti bubsu, tine ne degi yoba chenji songyari. Zongzin ki sem ji bubsu, tine dewari xibi nyingbo te, tine ne degi yoba songyari. Tishidi, Tene dewari shibi ki nimbo am richi tanyi tando gare. Se jete sone.
So, this is how the nature is, but although from the perspective of deluded adventitious appearances, one perceives the physical bodies, minds, and objects of the sentient beings of the three worlds of existence, and although beings cannot see the nature, this does not mean that the Dhammata doesn't exist. This doesn't change its nature in the slightest. So, the nature of things is as we just explained this Tathagatagarbha, and that is the basic space of the Dhammata, and which is, as we just said, so it is beyond all the kind of distinctions of samsara, nirvana, good and bad, here and there, basically beyond none of those kind of dualistic kind of phenomena. Where there's, you know, sort of duality, do exist at the level of this nature, in the nature of things, in the Dhammata nature, the basic space of the Dhammata. So this is what we just said. But then, even though so, Those do not exist in the nature itself, yet they appear. Those deluded appearances arise manifest. Those adventitious deluded appearances. That is that the deluded appearances do not exist in the nature itself, yet they appear in an adventitious way. That is, to give an example of what it means that they appear in this adventitious way, the traditional example is of a white conch. And this is its nature, the way it is. The conch is white. However, if you have kind of a bile disorder, then you may come to see the white conch actually as yellow. And so the yellowness of the conch is something adventitious. This is not, the conch is white actually. You see, it's yellow, and so this yellowness of the conch has nothing to do with the conch itself. It's just adventitious, kind of temporary, due to a particular condition. But it is not in the nature of the conch itself. It is just like impure, as compared to the pure, the natural state of the conch. And so this is the way those impure, deluded appearances manifest also on the basis of the ground, of the Tathagatagarbha, then all those adventitious appearances manifest. So they are not part of the nature, yet they do appear in much the same way that, you know, even though the conch is white, we see it as yellow because of a particular condition. So it's the same also. Even though, so all those obscurations do not exist in the ground, yet they appear. They are not they do not exist in the ground. They are not in the ground, meaning that they are not the appearances, the spontaneous appearances of the basic space. The spontaneous appearances of the basic space are only the pure appearances, like, you know, the white conch. So the this is the way the this delusion unfold, like in the same way as we come to see a white conch yellow in this adventitious way. Things that are adventitious in the sense that those obscurations are not part, those deluded appearances are not in the basic space, but they just yet they appear at the same time. And so that's why we say that the samsara appear while not existing. It is not none. Samsara doesn't exist, yet it appears. And so this is what we need to understand, that all those phenomena, like dualistic phenomena, you know, where there's arising and ceasing, good and bad, and all those sort of dualistic phenomena do appear, but they are not in the they are not appearances of the basic space of the Dhammata, because they are adventitious. They do not exist in the ground, in this basic space of the Dhammata. But even though they do not exist, yet they appear. So this is the understanding here, and that they obscure the very nature of the basic space. Because of those appearances, we don't see the very nature of the basic space. So says here the because of deluded adventitious appearances, one perceives the physical bodies, minds, and objects of the sentient beings of the three worlds of existence. And so because of those, then all those phenomena that manifest, so the sentient beings in the three realms, you know, they have bodies that appear, they have, you know, speech also, they talk, you know, words, mind also manifest, and then objects, outer objects, like physical form, sounds, and so on, all those manifest, all those are adventitious. They are they do not exist in the nature of the Dhammata, but And what they do is those adventitious phenomena of sentient beings, body, speech, and mind of sentient beings, outer appearances, and so on, prevent us from seeing the nature of the Dhammata. That's why it is said that they obscure it. We talk about obscurations, you know? So that's what it means. They are obscurations because of them we cannot see the Dhammata nature. They prevent us from seeing the Dhammata nature. They prevent the Dhammata nature from being actualized as it is. So, that is... So to understand also that this aspect of the basic space of the Dhammata is not something non-existent, and it's not that it doesn't exist, but it is just that we cannot see it. Its nature is obscured by the obscuration, by all those appearances, and so this is the understanding that the nature. So even though it is there, abides, cannot be recognized because of the adventitious appearances that manifest. And that is because of the dualistic mind. What appears, what manifests, is the dualistic ordinary mind, which is adventitious, which is deluded. It's the deluded mind. And so because of the deluded mind, then the Dhammata nature of basic space cannot appear, is obscured. And so this is what we call the obscurations of dualistic clinging and so on. All those come from that understanding that it is not the Dhammata nature which is changing, but it is just obscured. When all those appearances manifest, all those adventitious appearances manifest, then they prevent us from seeing the nature, but they in no way touch or change the nature. So this is what is said here. This doesn't change the nature in the slightest. And so, therefore, this Dhammata nature of the mind, which is described, does not manifest simply because it is enclosed in the sheath of adventitious obscurations. So this is the example that is given, and so the when we talk about adventitious obscuration, all those appearances, those adventitious obscuration, we need to understand they are not different from the mind. They are the mind itself, this ordinary mind, you know? And the very nature of this mind is the Dhammata nature. So even though those adventitious phenomena are obscurations in the sense that they prevent the Dhammata, the basic space of the Dhammata to be fully manifest, they obscure it, yet at the same time, this nature never change. And so this is why the traditional expression that is used is that they are enclosed in the sheath of adventitious obscuration. All those obscurations prevent, because of those adventitious obscurations, then we cannot see the nature. So that's why they use this expression, saying that, you know, it is inside the sheath of adventitious obscuration. But way to talk about it is like saying that it abides as the essence or the very heart at the center. It is like the center of the of sentient beings. It is there in the middle, at the center, at the very heart, and it is and what it is, it's the Dhammata nature. It is the Tathagatagarbha, the basic space, the nature of things, which is called the Gotra, the Rig, or we call the Ningpo, the essence of the Garbha, or the Tathagatagarbha. So those are the different names which are ascribed to it. But here it is in the sutra. So the way to talk about this is to say that the Tathagatagarbha, which is naturally spontaneously present with all the kayas and wisdom, is enclosed in the sheath of the dualistic mind.
Pena sao ge ter la so ba pe gun chen she par sha wa song so song ya re tan de jul la ma ge no lo la ta de wa re shi bi nin bo te la ta lo bu ji ti me dim ne ta me no wa lo bu ji ti me dim ne te ni me no wi ge ta pe te la pe gu ten ba she ya re Tanda Jilamag on the tongue do peg good and basson yare. Tanda peg good in the nonio. Tanda peg good non pet tambot in the name Chitter and dong, Pemmy con and Bantan, Tenton, Kimber, Tiginke Bane, Timmy lie me then, Minton, a Chushi Pemmy boom in Jimbertar, Tigin. Deshe narmi ne namna sanje shenji ranchu nizi te dime shimi mune nyingi dacha dibale ne towa she suwa ge ta tanda pe gug nan tambo te tere tanda pe mi metu pe mi bubsu tene tsen dan pe je denbi sanje ji kutende ji yude yanayon Da shiru meto pema tegi dine nangi sanji jiku tindi ton togu meso are. Da pe gugu nani tambo terendire. Da lai mita denba chenji gita hundi meto pemi bukti nala sanji jiku yopan toni dini meto pemi bukne dini sanji jiku tindi tsu njimbar shegu are, tsu tembar shegu are. Petin nan shimbar shene ta nar me pi semje nam gi jilla yo chini devar shi bi nimbo gi chatende ta lobur ji tibe dip de yena yo ti bubso ne devar shi bi nimbo te ne par hone ene devar shi bi nimbo te chu jimbar she bala te lobur ji tima tam ge pa jangwi thap tende ten ya ju yin song ja re Tindi shene tan doden pe gu tenba song jare. Di pe gu bo tende yon tene ta ten cik sume ra zo song kunin shoshiri shibi ge zo pi sanje chu ji ku yi pe tela sum tenba song are. Tene tan da tijin ni yir meshi tan shibi ge tijin ni yewa meba la tene pe chi song jare. Tene ri yubi shiri shibi ri ji pe te la, tene pe nga tenpa song jare. Te shidi, chuku don chik, te yinyi da nying, ri sum la, tene pe sum don chik don nga ge gone, tene pe gu song jare. Tati, pe tende ge yon, tanda, chung pe don, tene ten don, chung chu yatsur, Tā tēsū tāmjī jīlāmi kāpsu tēn sābō shīne lēp dōgār. Nāmbī tā lōbūr jī trīmā tēgī ēni chūkū dē dīpsūr. Yōn lōbūr jī trīmā tēgī tējīnī dīpsūr. Yōn lōbūr jī trīmā tēgī rīk tē dīpsūr tēndē shīne tēn dōgār. Tēnī yōn chīn tēpā nōnō lā pē yōn chīn tēpā nōnō lā pē tūndā jī sōng jārē. Tāndā divje tene oma la tene divja mar se di ta oma da mar ni ndipi ne kam na tene oma ge cha den thong ge ma to mar ji cha den de thong to ge ma re yo ta oma ge cha de pa jang di tene nimbo mar ji cha de tene chun thong bi Sur tende song yare. Deshiri nambe da pe tu song yare. Tati pe tu bo tende yon ye dan lam dan dribi ne kap som don jar ne tende pe tu song yare yin song yare. Tan doden pe tu jana yandra gu jana yandra tende lubur ji trima ge tende devar shibi nimbo dripsur ge cha tende tendo yare. Tata nandii nolo la sao ge ter laso ba song da 다 사오 게때 라소바요 단다 빼 구그노로 찍래 되거래 다 울보게 침지 사오나 다 미즈비 때르카데 여드거래 때르카데 여드나요 다 울보 텐데 그 당코 울비 동아데 뇽도거래 그때 진투게야 마라 코롱게 침지게 사오나 미즈비 때르카데 여드나요 다 사데게 때르카데 드드 여디 Tene ko urbo ke dunga de nyondo ke are. Pe te naan shimba shene, devar shibi nyingbo ke chaatende yodde na yon, lobur je time drip de di, ko korbi dunga de nyongo tuge yotsur chenji songja are. Ta te pe gugu non chi kheru re de re. Tene te la soba pe guyun chane, shepar shawa song so su ju ndi, ta pe gubo tam che, ta jema jilama, yung koron xie onde todi sozo sozo xie ne song jayare tan doden lobur ji trima ge hini devar xie bi nyingbo de drip ne tan mungun bi ge pere de gare de lobur ji trima la tue ne hini devar xie bi nyingbo de la yon mada bi ge ne kaw nradan ta mada jiri bi ne kaw se an nradan shindu namda ge ne kaw se ne yon sumdo ya chog re song jayare ta devar shibi nyingbo tela dibji ta lobur ki chachi yara lobur ji trima ki onda tone gu yenao chogu yasare yon devar shibi nyingbo tela nekab ji gwane sum yenao chogu yare sum ye onda ta madabi nekab se achi ya ta de madabi nekab se jide semjin ji nekab redire ta semjin ji nekab nane lobur ji trima dibde lobur ji trima chane tramanyam Chū mā yīkvāra, yō dēdī tēne mādā pī nē kāwā sē gyōrē. Tēne yō, tā mādā chī rīkvā sē jī ndī shāngchūp sēmbā pāk pī nē kāwā yā gyōrē. Shāngchūp sēmbā pāk pā lā, tēne dībā dā tāw pī chāwā yā gyōrē. Yō mādā pī chāwā yō dē gyōrē. Pē nā sā tōng pī shāngchūp sēmbā pāk pā lā, tēne tāndā tā nyōn dīp dōng shē dīp Kunta ge trima tau bi chao yodde gyore. Yon ninshi ji trima mada bi cha tende o yodde gyore. Te se de ta mada pa dan takwa chirikwa se je de shanchup semba pakwa lablamba ge nekaw la yandu gyore. Tene shindu namda ge nekaw se onde ta driba thamche dan trane milab nekaw re, sanji ji nekaw re. Ta sanji ji nekaw na dekhi nimbo de chikwa re de gyore. Yina yon Lobur ji driba da chi bi nekaw na mada bi nekaw se yandu gare. Lobur ji driba ta mada chiri nekaw na ta mada gitne chai yandu re. De lobur ji driba tam ji yansu pondo di shindu namda ki chai yandu gare. De shiri nekaw sumdo yon ya chan se yare. Ta tene nekaw jikona sumdo yana yon kam rangi ngola siri devar shibi nimbo rangi ngola chepar tani ya jiyo amare se yare. Ko mada bi nekaw yinanda. Mada taupi nekaw inanda, shindu namdaka nekaw inanda, korongi ngola ponjur chani yo mare songyare. Chepar mete jillama le, sanje yishye semchen chok shukshir songyare. Ta sanje ji yishye de semchen namge, jilla shukdeya re songyare, tatani shukdeya re songyare. Ranji trime tene nime te songyare. Ta rāngshīng jī trima chāni yō mā, trima chāni kuyō mā rī sōng rī, trima tēni nīsū mē tē, nī mē tē sē gyā rī. Tān tē nāmbē sāngjī jī yēshī sēmchīng jī nē kāp nā xū dē jō tīndē tāng, tēni rāngshīng trima sāngjī jī nē kāp nī lā, tā chēpā chāni mē sē nā chō gīndwā, rāngshīng trima jī sāngjī jī nē kāp yā, tā sēmchīng jī nē kāp, sāngjī jī nē kāp tē lā, Tien chepar chani yo maare sona nime te son gyare. Ta sanji ji rik la tende nye ta be sona. Ta tanda ji semchen ji nekab na yo ya jo te. Te lobur ji trima yon su zoba pando di. Tene tanda sanji sin, deva sanji sin pa ming ta ya gyare son gyare. Ji nekab na yo bi sanji ji rik te la. Tene deva sanji sin pa ta ya jo re son re. Ta be na. Tere mato bhaage, ta ngoyu gona chepar me sumbe tandaare. Te indi, nroa kun sanji ji nyingbo chen. 드바타네 마폼비기 로아 있나요? 그 산지 님보체 인도가 레송 이야레. 산지 님보체도 송 예당 송레.
So the text says it can be understood through 9 examples, such as the underground treasure. So the way the Tathagatagarbha is obscured by the adventitious obscurations or those adventitious appearances, and therefore is not manifest, is illustrated by 9 examples found in the Uttara Tantra Shastra. The first example is of the Buddha in a lotus. And so when the Buddha is in the lotus, then you can't see it, you know, because it is in a closed lotus. Sorry, the Buddha in a closed lotus, in a lotus bud. And so when the Buddha in a lotus bud, then we can't see the Buddha because, you know, it is inside the lotus. And so sentient beings can't see the Buddha, but those who have the it says the divine eye, then have this superior capacity, then can see through the lotus, and then can see the Buddha inside. And so the kaya, the form of the Buddha, can appear to them. They can see, and so it is the same also with the Dhammata nature, the Tathagatagarbha. It is not that it was not there before, but then it is that it was temporarily temporarily obscured. So just as the lotus, you know, if you have the Buddha in the lotus, then once you've developed this divine eye, then you'll be able to see through and to actually see the Buddha. So it is the same also. The Dhammata nature, Tathagatagarbha, are obscured by those adventitious stain. And so they are, as was said earlier, in the enclosed in the sheath of obscurations. And so that's why we can't see it. But then, the moment that we can see the Buddha in the lotus, then the Buddha then can start to teach us and show us the way to remove the obscuration. So that is how, if we can also see the Tathagatagarbha, the Buddha nature, then that would help us to remove the obscuration. So this is the first example that is given. There are 9 examples that are given in this way, and as you know, there are 3 reasons, you know, that are given for the presence of the Sukhatagarbha in sentient beings. The first, that the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, and so there are 3 examples that correspond to the first reason, the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant. Then the second reason, that suchness is indivisible, there's 1 example that illustrates that. And the third one, that the sentient being possess the gotra, this is there are 5 examples illustrating that. So basically, there's to say in another way, there are 3 examples that illustrate the Dhammakaya, 1 example that illustrate the suchness, and 5 examples that illustrate the gotra. As we said earlier, those are the different names that are used for the Tathagatagarbha in those 3 different contexts, in the context of those 3 different reasons. So the Uttara Tantra Shastra, so therefore, shows, you know, quite clearly how those obscurations are adventitious, how they obscure, they prevent from seeing the Tathagatagarbha, the Dhammata nature. And so I'm showing how this gotra is obscured. And so in the Nagarjuna also, in his praise of the Dhammadhatu, gives 6 examples. and that illustrate also the how this adventitious obscuration then obscure the nature, the gotra. And so the first of the six examples that Nagarjuna gives is of milk and butter. Milk being the what obscures, and butter what is obscured. And because of the milk, we can't see the butter. But if you remove the milk, then you can see the butter, which is its essence, you know, at its heart. So this is the first of the six examples given by Nagarjuna, illustrating this same thing, that this aspect of how adventitious obscurations cover the gotra and prevent it from being manifest, from being seen. And so, whether so we talk about six example or nine example, basically this is what they show, the way in which adventitious obscuration cover the Tathagata Gaba. And so this is what is mentioned here, that it can be understood through nine example. And the one that the example of the nine example that they give is the example of the underground treasure. So that is that, you know, someone, this is the it's a well-known story of someone, you know, poor, who has in the under the ground of his house a huge treasure, but he doesn't know about it. He can't see it, so it's under his house, belongs to him, but doesn't know it, and it has it. And so, therefore, as long as he doesn't know that he has this treasure, then, you know, he's in trouble. This poor person can't buy food, can't buy clothes, even though, you know, he owns this big treasure. But the moment he is aware of this treasure, start to use it, then, you know, all this problem go away. So it is the same also. We have the Buddha nature, but we don't know it. We don't realize it. So therefore, we cycle in samsara. Even though we have this incredible treasure of the Buddha nature, yet, you know, we spend time circling in samsara. So there are, therefore, the point here is that there are nine examples that illustrate this, how obscurations, those adventitious appearances, are actually obscuring the nature. And so this is taught clearly. So in the Gulama, so when we study the Gulama, then that will be shown clearly, and we go through each of the different examples. The those examples, so that teach actually the way in which, you know, the Buddha nature is covered by the adventitious stain. And so those are, you know, nine ways to approach this, nine distinctions that are made means of those nine examples. And we can also make three distinctions that can be made, you know, in terms of the Tathagata Gaba, in regard to the obscuration. If we consider those obscuration or relative purity, it says, although it is described differently in three different contexts based on the degree of adventitious obscurations, these pure and impure, and extremely pure, at the level of the element itself, there are no differences. So that is that there are three different contexts. You know, if we look at the consider this aspect of adventitious obscurations, and then we can distinguish three different contexts. One context, sentient beings, where it's just impure; they are fully obscured, and just impure phenomena manifesting. So this then there is a state where which is called pure and impure. So that corresponds to the bodhisattvas on the bhumi, the Arya bodhisattvas. And there is an aspect of purity. They have removed somewhat obscuration, but there is still some impurity. They haven't removed all the, for example, they haven't removed all the co-emergent obscurations. So they still have obscuration, there's still impurity at the level of the Arya Bodhisattva. That's why we talk about pure and impure. And Then there is the extremely pure, that corresponds to the Buddha. That level of all obscuration, all of impurities have been completely removed, and the Tathagatagarbha is fully manifest. So those impurity are adventitious. And we can distinguish, so on the basis of those adventitious impurities, three different contexts. One where none of the impurities have been removed, in the case of sentient beings. One where some impurities have been removed, in the case of Arya Bodhisattvas. And the case where all the impurities have been completely removed. But at the level of the element itself, at the level of the Tathagatagarbha itself, there's not the slightest difference. So we can, just on the kind of at the kind of immediate level, if you want, the way we relate to thing, then distinguish those three different, you know, contexts. But at the level of the very essence of the element itself, at the level of the element itself, there is not the slightest difference. It doesn't change or is transformed. And that is what the Uttara Tantra Shastra says. It says where the Buddha has said that all beings possess the essential nature of a Buddha. Because the primordial wisdom of the Buddhas is always present in sentient beings, the nature is stainless, meaning without duality, and because the Buddha Gotra has been named after its fruit. So, gives this different reason, but what he says is that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature. This Buddha nature abides in all sentient beings. And it is stainless. Doesn't have, you know, it is never obscured by those temporary adventitious appearances. And so therefore there is not the slightest difference between the Buddhas and the sentient beings. At the level of their nature, there's not the slightest difference. When it says, you know, it is without duality, means that Buddha, the Gotra, you know, in sentient beings and the Gotra in Buddhas is exactly the same. There's not the slightest difference. But the thing, we talk about Buddha as the result of having eliminated all those temporary adventitious obscurations that are present at the time of sentient beings. So for sentient beings, there are those adventitious obscurations that covers the nature, and for a Buddha, they do not cover this. So that's how we use this term Buddha. That's what it means. It refers to this time when there is no adventitious obscurations covering it. But it doesn't mean that there are two different things. There are the Gotra of a Buddha, the Gotra of a sentient beings, the nature of a Buddha, the nature of a sentient beings. It is the same, without duality, without possibility of being divided or separated. It's just a way of talking. We talk when it is obscured, then we talk about sentient beings. When it is not obscured, we talk about Buddhas.
Yantin tamji yonsu zokpi doksha ni chukuge tanya ta chogyare. Tene tehin yigi tanya ta chogyare. Devar shibi nyingbo koronge ngo. Tan jura tani menkenge nduma sheji cha indi. Ene tehin yigi tanya ta chogyare son yare. Yon devar shibi nyingbo tege tene kusum jige tarju shegara. Kusum ge charge she bichane riti on tanya ta chok yes on jare. Hadana got the ten system genone churchy kaze zoson kunin trosted the chukugre. Digini said the digini di tanya tandogera. Yon rik se on the rich tanya tandogera. That the so yon, the old she be nimbo chig tanya ta ton red gare. Yon. Tangin Sheman Taba Nanshinre Mada bin Nekomna, that devil she be nimble, Semjin di Nekona, Mada Bagitanya Tanugare. Sanju Sem be Nekomna, Mada Tawagitanya Tanugare. This Hanji di Nekona, Shin the Namdagitanya Tanugare. This is that under dribe mada bine kana devar ki bin nimbo tela semjeng tani tain sana chogundo ta dribe tan mada di ne dribe ta mada chiri ki ne kana shanchu semba ki tani tan ro gare tene dribe tam ji yonsu zokwa ten de pa tan ro dini digi ki ba ki tani tan ro yeson re ta deke nimbo la semjeng ki min ta chogyo sare shanchu semba ki min ta chogyo re devar digi ki ba ki min ta chogyo yeson gare Yes, or somebody, you know. Tetter Mashi Basetati Tanda that ten David turn Mashi Barra. They were keeping him bow, said you tea. That same chain nam la ten cigara. Same chain nam la they were keeping him bow ten say a tea. That Karjan la Karjan la Jashutemba tabu cigarette. That Karwagi Jombala. That Nalo Shuba la Jashu cigarette. That Penan Karjon Orola Jashu Lundi. That Jashu de Karjon Tela ten cigarette. In a young Karjon nongi Jashuni, come more tade redugara, more tate bitsujigone, ten dugare. That ten rabusene, deorici be nimbo don, ten it under semchin ni. ngô tha chế bản đạo bộ giá chịu rồi bây giờ giá chịu mấy sông rồi, bên là phùng bộ ngã cái zip cá khe na, thế nên chút đó mà chút bị lo, nhỉ, nô mi chân đồ lục ba chỉ, chỉ cái năm ba y là zone này, gà đục chọn thế nên xăm ba chế bản này, thế qua chim bị gòn đen là, rani shoes mà chim bị ẩn được xăm đó sẽ tao sông giá rồi, ta phùng bộ ngã bộ thế chỉ zip đạo bộ chỉ giá. Tela tene devarchi bimbo sia getene mantru bi lo chenji da sem sia gun tur bi lo ni bena nawa da memba ni ngo thade re dira nawa da memba ni ngo thade re wa nan shin shin ne devarchi bimbo da sem te ni ngo tha te ba lenchi don ro de je da tene ko alen ji me so ja re da sem da devarchi bimbo ni thade o ja tu ga mare Chiyon yatu gyo mare. Ona kandhi yagu sana, chuchin to chuni tsudu yagu gare. Di chedi tanandi, turba sem tinde da, manturba devar ki bhimbo ni, dini ngô tade remida, ngô tade mahimba ge, chuchin to chuni tsudu kwa lengu gu yosong gare. Dere mato, turba sejute mumban davu ya, sem mumban davu la, Mantrava devai ki bin nimbo se nawa davo. Di nawa da mimba ni nyamdu. Tene kanza chi ki jila ne dejo davo. Tene koha lenji yo amare son jare. Ten davo ki koha lenne. Tene yen la gakpa ton ronlu dhubjo yon. Di koha dan sambar sheba tene. Thekwa chimbi gondon la soso ronyi ki shosu shen amare son re. Tanda thekwa chimbi gondon senanda. Shenyi tenbi ndodan tenchiyo ki tanda ki shou tsam kotuyo maare song yare. Sosu shou tsam mago ne, teni mi yenda la gakwa tong yaju chenji redu gare song yare. Teni gadrub ki ta wondu tsam du seto sona. Karu ke jaba jumsen tsaane mepe go ne, ke jab dewa tela wondu mbese gara, ti sona baji chaade ki yo song bata re. Ti shiri tandi kwa lenju te, dewar shi bi nimbo tende da, teni turbi sem deni, Chichin da chini tsudu tene negi yose gugare. Mato ngon tade pena karjan da jashu tabu chinji kwa lenju meson yare. Chichin da chini ni ngon tade marwa din rabi tsudu tene nebar chinji ta kwa lengu yoson betandare. Tishe di tan doi neka na devarki bi nimbo seya te ta semji chini gi chandila tene ngon zon rogare. Tak tiap zaman jere matu bagi tang ngusu tak teri langsung sabo nabo dijaga amare. Tini yang tanah di big good itu le tahun di tini pena pemi busun cendan peji ke umbar bi sanji ji kuseun di tak siro na metu pema ke dip dia na yang di nana cempe kita ni sanji ji ku yosur yang song jandoa. Cendan peji yonsu zobi ku yosu chinji song jendwa. Tan di song don di, tini zochinji nekab don jarun di, shindu nechang pedan tenyi ndikbo chinji yodegare. 조진지 내가나 간디체 그랬으나 되네 리나 땅 안온 쪽 단다 되지 샤락을 리지여라 되지 샤락을 린디게 법서 되네 단다 모롱지 투지섬지 차텐데 되네 내기여서 진지성으로 가래 땅 오데 꾸따르 내기여성 가래 다디 꾸텐데야 샤샤그 남반 쳔베 조비꾸 Chichung la samna dona yumdu tongcha dhugi cha sirvigi shindu chawa chinji ki tsudu ne dhe gare. Tene rangji wotan wazir senanda nambi tene yishi nga ki tsudu ne dhe gare. Tene tuji te diku tende kin chenbi tsudu tene ne dhe gare yosun ondi. Na nambi dechi shata ki bum dina la Tene tanda wujji ku shindu chawa la yeshi nga dan chenpa tamche tene nani sar dojo. Ta sanji nga tene semchenji liji bubso nesu chini song rogare. Ta ti zochenji kapso tene chini song ara. Ta ti song yajo ki ten tende dan tene pe gugi nani pe na pe mi bubso chenpa mbabi ku teto ni jar shodo. Tā shīnda nē chān rīpoji chādhā gandhā. Tē shēdhī, tēne, dzōchīn jī kētāng tādhā shē hondhī, lūlā yā dēvār shī bī hīmbō nē tsū chēn jī sōng rō gārē. Ngālā yā dēvār shī bī hīmbō nē tsū sōng rō gārē. Sēmlā yā dēvār shī bī hīmbō nē tsū sōng rō gārē. Tāndhī jī lāman dēsū jī kāpsū, sēmlā dēvār shī bī hīmbō nē tsū tsām jī shē rō gandhā. Dēshī yōndē tā sēm lā dēshī nīmbō nēdī kāndē nēgirsī nā tā chū chēndō chū nī tsūdō nēgī yō sēn rō gārē. Dērē mātō bāgē jī ngōn tā tē bā tēn tā tēn bī tsūdō tēn nē tsūdē shē jū mē sōng yārē. Tā tē ndō kōrōng kī shē tōng rē. Ndō yī nē kōna tā tērē lā shē yōndī chē yā mārē. Yōn dzō chēng kī jī tī kāp sū sām nā tōng yā nā lū lā dēwar shē bī nīmbō nē tsū shē yōndī tēn tā tēn bī tsū jī pē nā Karjaan la jashu tenpan rabu chenji kuwa lena yon mandiwa chi yogi yasa maare. Dechi shata ki ndi ki ten she ne, teni wujji tsa ne tsusun maare. Wujji tsa te la, teni tanda ngo rongji tukji sum ki tsur ne tsur de she undi, ta ngo kut tardu ne undi yon sharsha zobi nambar, teni tata ne simche namla, teni ne tsuji sum rukunduwa. Yina yon dechi shata ki trawe, dip de di nong tuk me song ya re. Di she di tanda tam pe mi bu su tsenpe ki ku ne su song ju dong tanda shindu ne chun rik de go re. Di ta ina ya di kaw su ndo ta du she ni she go go ra. Di she go di ta di she nyingbo su di sem ji chu ni su ne su ji re ma to di ma yin ba ki ta ne su ten re zo chin ji kam ra wo ten re ma to ndo yi ne ko ni she ju ya ma re. Di she di tanda ndoi neko na semdegi chuni ji tsurdo ta xe jagyare.
And its nature is the Dhammakaya, it is also suchness and the Gotra. So here we're talking about the different ways in which we can divide the Tathagatagarbha. And so talks about it has a kind of a Dhammakaya aspect, if you want. That is, that correspond to when all the qualities are fully manifest at Buddhahood, we talk about Dhammakaya. And there's also an aspect of suchness. It is this aspect of unchanging, of being uncompounded. There is an aspect of also when considering the result of elimination, then we talk about the Gotra. So the Tathagatagarbha basically can be called Dhammakaya. Can be called suchness, can be called Gotra, but what they come down to is the Tathagatagarbha, this one thing. They are just different ways of talking about the same thing. And So also another way that we just mentioned is that we can, if we consider the adventitious obscurations, and we can distinguish between a time where of impurity, that sentient beings, where impurities are present, times where there is both purity and impurity, at the time of Arya Bodhisattvas, and at Buddhahood, where it is extremely pure, completely pure. So therefore also the Tathagatagarbha says in the quotation, the impure, the pure and impure, and the perfectly pure are known respectively as ordinary beings, bodhisattvas and tathagatas. This that we can call also the Tathagatagarbha can also be called sentient being, can be called bodhisattva, can be called Tathagatagarbha. So depending on different contexts, there are different things, but just in different contexts we would give different names. So it says, those who are ignorant of this make all sorts of assertions and refutations, thinking that this Buddha nature is somewhere boxed within the aggregates, like a juniper berry in the middle of an urn. So those who don't really understand, you know, fully those teaching, then consider the Tathagatagarbha as here's the example is given of a juniper berry in the middle of an urn, and that is the idea is that basically if you put the juniper berry in the urn, even though it's in there, those are still, you know, so the urn supports the juniper berry, yet they are two different things. You know, even though so the berry is in the urn, then they are two different things. So this is they are not, you know, one same essence. And so that doesn't really correspond to the Sugatagarbha. You can't say that sentient beings and the Tathagatagarbha are different in essence. You know, they are two different things. So, and then it says the five aggregates, when you talk about so boxed within the five aggregates, so the five aggregates is like a net or like a kind of a box in which that the Tathagatagarbha, this other thing, would be placed, you know. And this is misunderstanding the Tathagatagarbha. The other example, they associate it with a mind composed of deluded and non-deluded aspect that coexist, light and darkness. And this also doesn't work, because when it says, you know, deluded and non-deluded aspects, so the non-deluded aspect corresponds to the Tathagatagarbha, and deluded aspect corresponds to the ordinary mind, and so they compare that to what happens, the way light and darkness coexist, or actually can't coexist. They are two different things. When you have darkness, you have light. When you have darkness, you can't have light. Sorry, when you have light, you can't have darkness. And so this is the way that darkness and light are. So they compare they say that the non-deluded aspect of the mind that is corresponding to the Tathagatagarbha correspond is like the light, and the obscured aspect correspond to the ordinary mind is like the darkness, and light and darkness cannot coexist. And so they say it's the same also with the Tathagatagarbha and the mind. They are basically saying they are two different things, and this is not what is taught. This is not the way to understand. We shouldn't understand the sentient beings or this deluded mind and the pure aspect of the Tathagatagarbha as being two different things. This is not the understanding of the Mahayana. It's just people who will look at it from a limited perspective, just a very limited outlook on this. And
Just
So you just basically, if you do that, you know, if you start to look at it, approach this teaching with this really limited kind of perspective, the only thing you'll end up doing is just cry in despair. You know, all those words that you utter is a little bit like, you know, that kind of words of despair and just crying. There's no point in that, and you won't bring any, you know, that won't bring much benefit in looking with this kind of limited view. So the way that, to understand again is what we've mentioned earlier, that the ordinary mind and sentient beings are, the ordinary mind and Tathagatagarbha are not so different in essence. They are not two different things. The distinction that is made is in terms of phenomena, chuchen, and their nature, chini. So they are not two different things. They are the phenomena, so chuchen meaning endowed with this nature, with this chuni, with this nature. And so this is how we should understand that the it is recognized that the Tathagatagarbha is actually the very nature, the chuni, of the phenomena of the mind. And so this is and what is taught in the Uttaradanta Shastra, and but it is not, you know, shown so clearly how it is the case. Just, you know, saying, well, this is, you know, the kind of relation that they have, but and it uses examples. With the example that we can understand a bit more, the nine example, or the example of the sheath, and the, you know, the example of the Buddha in the lotus, and so on. But they don't really explained so clearly. It is not really stated very clearly, not like in the Dzogchen teachings, for example, where they show how they actually this connection between the Tathagatagarbha and those phenomena, those compounded phenomena of the body, which is made of flesh and blood in sentient beings. Then the Dzogchen teachings show how the three aspects of the empty essence, cognizant nature, and compassionate energy abide, are supported in this body, are present in this body of a flesh and blood, compounded body of flesh and blood of sentient beings, showing how there's the enlightened body, the Vajra essence, the empty essence correspond to, is present in the form of a kaya, the body of Buddha, deity, which is in size, it's like 1/6,000th of sesame seed, and then the cognizant nature is present in the form of the rays of light of the five types of rays of light that correspond to the five wisdoms. Actually, they are present basically in the form of the five wisdom. And then you have the aspect of omniscience for the compassionate energy that are present, the wisdom. So, in this way, those Dzogchen teachings show very clearly how the Tathagatagarbha is present even within the body of sentient beings. And this is not shown so clearly in teachings such as the Uttaradanta Shastra. And it just doesn't mentions how they are, you know, in the sheath of obscuration, it is present, but doesn't really give much detail. And using so the nine example, for example, to illustrate that. But then the Dzogchen teaching again show, you know, clearly how the Buddha nature, the Tathagatagarbha, abides, is present in the body of sentient beings, in the speech, in the mind. And the Uttaradanta Shastra mainly about this, you know, what it says is that the Tathagatagarbha and the deluded mind are not two different things, but the Tathagata is present in the way of of being the nature, the very nature, the chöni of the mind, which is the phenomenon of the chöchen, endowed with this nature. So they have this chöchen chöni kind of connection. This is the relation between them. This is what the Yulama teaches. It doesn't show how actually the way one is the support for the other. They do not explain how the Tathagatagarbha is supported by the body, the speech, and mind of sentient beings. But in Dzogchen, then this is shown very clearly. It is presented very clearly how this connection supported, and showing how actually even though so sentient beings have this body of flesh and blood, this compounded body of flesh and blood, there's no problem. As no, and that on this very body of flesh and blood, then there is the Tathagatagarbha is present. This body supports offers the support for the Tathagatagarbha to rest in the form that that we explained. And because within this body there are channels of light, and those. So this is they are the very making, very nature of this body of flesh and blood. Yet because of this gross aspect of flesh and blood, those gross phenomena of flesh and blood, then those channels, those light channels, do not appear, are obscured. They cannot appear. And so this is so here we are studying more from the perspective of the sutra approach, where they so present clearly, or they present, they explain, the like the Gulama shows that actually the mind and the ordinary mind and the Tathagatagarbha are not two different entities. They have, but they are more, they are, one is the nature and the other is the phenomena that has this particular nature. And so this is how it is taught, how it is presented. And even though so in the Dzogchen teachings it goes into more detail, and then presenting how this supported kind of connection, how they relate to each other in more detail, the point that the Yulama is making is simply that they have this connection, that there is the Dhammata, the Tathagatagarbha is the chini, is the nature, the way it is, and the ordinary mind is the way it appears, the phenomena, chuchin.
Tewe na ta techen lan lo ma yung bege toge ngenbi chwedo ta toge ake chwedo ten dewar shibi nyingbo ke tamde daji yo ma re song yare she ji yo ma re she na yang ten tanda kanyan tengu ma re song yare sam she na ten miten ba tam ma ze taun nyepa sabi junjo ke re song yare sam tam ndir tabo shiba sosu che o ta tanda Tanda tekwa chenpo ke ten la loka tsane ma shong khen da da tene muti chen la tenja ma yin te son re te da chue samon di nyenbi nye du rung ma re son re mirung we na ta ten revi durja tsole ta kar ten kure se na dame ki tam da da mita bi tam da da ta nijie tam je dungar ki tam da won da da Tā tīndē kī chā tīndē lī tsaṁ nē, tīnē chū xie gu gu rē sōn tē xie. Tīnē rīkpē dāmē ndā dā mētā bī chā tēsō tham jē wā, tīnē dūp gu jē sōn gā rē. Tā dēwā rī kī bī nīmbū tēngā jī dā tīndē bī dūjā sō rī pēn tōgu mā rē sōn tēn mē tē sē. Tā tsum tōng kō nē dūp mī nī pē sē, tā tēn mē tēng kā rē sē nā, tsum tōng kī rīkpā jī kī dēwā rī kī bī nīmbū kī tēn dā tēn lā pā tōgu mā rē sōn rē. Tē pā mē tūp dī Tene tanda devar kibi nyingbo ki tanda de tenka che na tela ene kondzu jomdo she kurwan de jokur ki tene nesun jirvi she roo son gyare. Ta nombi chumta ya chumta oma la lo jong te ta tambo chumta oma pena nyentu yanda da ranjar ge ta tekwan da bo teso le lo jong. Tene ya umi kawne tenbi toni tongba chenpo ta namro mayimbi tanda la Tene lo jong, ti tanda la nye shi chepar jen che tsa jo, tenri ki kangza tela, tene tama devar kibi nyingbo de, xe na, Ene di kanza tsoke, ene deshi nyingbo ku tuyende la yi chebal njo ro song yare. Tena lam namda re isi, tante kashiye ki dende sego yara, tene lam namda yina yon rikpe du unji chikan yon mal, ta nyongwe go ne to gogo re isi ne, yon shenken dende yon re song yare. Tate chik, karsere go, ta chik, chik nyamlin dabo kero la tsandun dabo shedejo yung la ta tersam ki chik jan dabo kanyan chi manyung ken ta ten dabo tsoki teni chik dewar chi bin nyingbo siyan de tso rikpe dhugun ju chikhan yo mara ta nyongwa ke gona to gogo re se ne teni shenken yo de ta teon teg mara son re rikpe dhug ju meba chi mara se ne chi chi yin ne tsur don timbi chi chi yin na ko rikpe dhug du wepa re dure Rikpa dhubna ko dhubju yodhya gyo re. Ta rikpa yina tsuntong rikpa yin bhi ngepa yo ma re. Tere mato bhaage, ta lam namda yina rikpa dhubu unji chikan yo ma re, nyongwe go na to gyo gyo re se ju, te on teg ma re song gya re. Yon kashi rikpa ki dhubna rikpa yina tsuntong ki rikpa yin bhi chabgu ma re song gya re. Tsuntong ki lam du majur na se re, tsuntong ki Yud majuna te lam yanda ba yin mare senge te tso yon teg mare song gyare. Lam yanda yin na yon tsuntong yud jir tu gyo mare, jir go gyo mare. Tindi tsuntong ge lam du majuna lam yanda minam nyambi mang chan tol nese re ta mang bi chan de pa meba zon nese gyare, pa tol nese on. Hapena, Rikpe lam yanda yina yo, rikpe dhubju chikan yo mara nyongwa de jile tuyong gure se na te yon mang bin chang re dwa, din chang de pa tol gugure song gare. Yon lam yanda yina tsuntong ki yud jir gugure, tsuntong ki rikpe lam du majuna lam yanda yin mara se ju te yon mang bin chang re se gare, te yon pa tol gugure song gare. To ne, tene lam yang takba tege, Dupchur ji ne te la tene kebar shaak goyo soo song yare.
Therefore, there is purpose in sharing this heart advice. There's no purpose. Thank you. So there is no purpose in sharing this heart advice with a crowd of negative logicians who haven't trained in the Mahayana. So people who are, you know, who haven't really received Mahayana teachings, haven't really trained them or think about it, trained their mind in the Mahayana teachings, but are more interested in discussing philosophy and things like that, then that there's not much point in talking about the this really key teachings on the Tathagata Gaba, to sharing this with those people, because they come up with all sort of objections but won't really get the point of this teaching. So it says, such profound teaching should not be given to immature people and tirtikas because they do not have the capacity to receive and hear them properly. Dharma should be explained to them, beginning with teachings on the lack of identity in things, on impermanence and so on, establishing each point with proper reasoning. Otherwise, teaching the Tathagata Gaba is pointless because such people cannot establish it with their limited ordinary cognition alone. They will only make projections onto what does not exist and deny what does. So, so these teachings we just said they shouldn't be shared with people who don't have really trained their mind in the Mahayana teachings, and but instead people who are immature, meaning they're not ready to receive those teachings, tirtikas, meaning non-Buddhist, who have other philosophical views, they cannot really receive those teachings. They are not ready. They don't have the capacity to really hear what is said in those teachings, and so therefore that's why they enter into all those kind of pointless kind of argumentations. They are not able to really grasp the meaning of it. So first they should be. They should be given teachings on the lack of identity in things, lack of inherent existence, teachings on impermanence and so on, so preparing them. And then if we do that, then they'll be able to receive the teachings. Otherwise, they will approach those teachings on the Tathagatagarbha based on the our limited ordinary cognition. If we just, you know, look at it from our ordinary perspective, this limited ordinary cognition, then we're not able to establish, to comprehend fully this the Tathagatagarbha. And instead, we are making all sort of projections meaning that we are saying that something that does not exist does exist, so making this kind of mistakes, or making the opposite mistake of considering something that do exist as something non-existent and so on, because we're not able to really appreciate fully because of not having the right valid cognition, using the right valid cognition. So by contrast, those who first train their minds in the basic Buddhist philosophical systems develop definitive conviction and understanding of great emptiness, the ultimate in itself, will immediately have trust in this hard advice which teach the Tathagatagarbha. So, on the other hand, if we first start with training our minds with the basic Buddhist teachings, it means, you know, like the Shravaka principle, the teachings of the Pratika Buddha and so on, and then the philosophical also the philosophical schools, you know, the basic schools, and up to the Majjhimika, and within Majjhimika come to really understand progressively the what is meant by the ultimate in itself. Then if we have that kind of understanding, we've trained our mind in those kind of teachings, then when we hear about the Tathagatagarbha, then we hear teachings on the Tathagatagarbha, we'll be able to then, you know, appreciate them. Immediately kind of trust and confidence in those teachings will arise, and we won't end up in all sorts of pointless argumentation. And so in light of this, we need to know and understand the crucial points for accomplishing the path, and recognize the faults of thoughts such as, even though it is the authentic path, it cannot be established by reasoning, so it must be realized through experience alone. Or if it is not the path of limited perception, then it is not an authentic path. So those are kind of misconceptions that need to be that we need to abandon. You know, there are people who are really sometimes into practice and experiencing, and they say, well, this is, you know, this is really the genuine path, but this is also really beyond our mind, you know, so this is not something that we can establish through reasoning, that we can think of. It can only be experienced. And so this is not the case, because what it's talking about is the basic space of phenomena, the nature of phenomena. That can be established by means of reasoning. We can look into that, we can think about, establish this. And of course, it doesn't mean that it can be done by means of conventional limited valid cognition, but it means that still it can be approached. So we shouldn't think that it can only be experienced, you know. Or going to the other extreme of thinking, well, if it is not the path of limited perception, then it is not an authentic path. That is, if it is not for something to be authentic, it needs to be we need to be able to establish it by means of our ordinary perceptions, our ordinary valid cognition. And this also is another extreme, is another fault, that we need to understand that this is not the only way to, you know, approach the world, to the only type of valid cognition, our limited ordinary valid cognition. It is not necessary to make to turn a path to accommodate whatever teaching is given to our limited ordinary perception, to make it a valid kind of teaching, a valid path. So those two kind of you know, approaches, thinking that, oh, you know, this is an incredible teachings, but it's completely beyond us, the only way we can approach this is through experience, is mistaken and needs to be, we need to abandon this kind of ideas. And in the same way also to think, well, you know, it can only be established by the kind of valid cognition that we have, the limited ordinary perception. Otherwise, you know, it is not a correct path, it is not correct teaching, this also needs to be dispelled, needs to be eliminated as kind of a wrong view. And so doing that, you know, we need to eliminate so these kind of misconceptions, such as so the one mentioned here. And then to come to really understand, you know, the crucial points of these teachings in order to be able to really accomplish the path.
Dani kham ji ran yin la lobar to bi sho nga shi do ba la song ge tan de ni ma man cha lung gi go ne tan ya re tan da kham de war shi bi nim bo la ta lo to gi sho nga shi de ta pa pang gi yin se pa do bar shi gi yin song ya re ta lo to gi cha kan se ne de war shi bi nim bo ngo me tom bar den du de ta wa den de lo to re de re de o pa do bar shi gi go re yon dewari chibi nhimbo la kuton ishi ki yonten tsaani menken tomba shonchi dutawa deyon tenen lobar toba re, deyo pa dobar she gugo re. Yon dewari chibi nhimbo de metaba nriji sun zena deyo lokto re dere, deyo pa tenen dobar shaagi yin son ya re. Ti nane tambo ta metomba denrup tawa re, te lungi gone chi dup, tenen ma oone rikwa chi ten ya re. Jiketo pakwa langkar shekba leeson re. Shonchub senba lodri chenbu ta chamdendele ya dhwakyo re, solwa hase gare. Sanji jindodele tegin shibi nginbo dhimi busu nepa taten tesu du somba te muti sheji dadu mawadan chitar minda laase ta dhwatekyo re. Sanje cheje tene kolo tamin dode norola tene devarishi bhimbo seya tene trimag busu nejo tene ngo takba temba terzu tene chinji song jandu ase gare ta ti devarishi bhimbo teda shiru muti bacho ge tene da takwa chinji yosendu tene ndag marwe song gare karichene minda re song gare da tumawa dan chitar minda la ase gare Muti she namcha yente meba soji dad mawa yinche ese gare. Shiro muti, muti she se onde tumda mawa tsara kogare. Muti ki tumda tsamge tsale muti she se gare. Ta tetso ge, ta ti nane tangchenba renda. Tangchenba ge da se ate yente menken, sawa po yinken, shepa po mayinken se gare. Yönten de durmi nintap som ya gare. Durmi nintap som ki yönten de dala mese gare. De zolo yöte gare yönten de. Tene namjur ki shepa po mayin se gare. Tene yon namjur lon chepa po de dat yin se gare. Te indi mutikba soge yo yönten meba so dat mawa yin che. Tene maginduwa se ne tatanda shonchup samba ludu chembo ki ya tuwa kwe gare. Shonsam lodri chimbe chivakko ondi ti lendo chomde neji katsal baason re teni minchung te son re muti sheji dadan dikhi nimbo jen ragma re son re sanje namje namtar gosam do nyangelen depa da machi bi chi ki ten namla degin chi bi nimbor tembar shene son sanje namje dikhi nimbo seha ki chi tegi tenda ngay son ondi namtar gosam ji ranjin te la ngö zong gu yö song gyere. Namdar gosum se jide tonyi ki chare. Nyande se jide tonyi ki chare. Yene chewa mepa senda, chewa mepa, nepa mepa se tonyi ki chare. Ten ravi tene chi ki ten tetso la se gyere. Namdar gosum ki chi ki ten, nyande ki chi ki ten, machi bi chi ki ten, namna tene devar ki bi nyingbo se ne ming ten ro gyere song gyere. Te shiri da deshi nyingbo se jide tonyi le koko gu yö song biten re. Nimbor tembar shene se gyare. Ta toni la tene devar kibi nimbo se ne mingta gyaju chenji yin son gyare. Ta toni la devar kibi nimbo se mingta bi goba kari yore se na shipa nam da mepe njikuran jubi ne nambar pong bi tandu se gyare. Ta zu me, dra me, tri me se ne tomba nyi tada, nyi da me tada ten gyana Tene shipa sosu chewa no njikta chen rogare son gare, toni la njikta chen rogare. Toni la njikta chewa te pangvi tendo, tomba ni la tijin shibi nimbo ge, tene tanya tan rogare son gare. chechi yana deyo juma da malam tabase nyande le laupi chechi yamare son yare kasi nyande le laupi chechi yakashe na yon deyo juma da tere malam tabata gogi yo son yare da tanda chuncho nyangene deba le laupi che da takba nyinden ki cha chenji dende yon tere nyande da malam tabi ranjin de tasur son yare Chuncho nyangelen deba lakbi chuechi yena Teyon jumata malam tabu tabar shao songe Nanti nonchen bagi Chuncho nyangelen deba lakbi chuechi yobar ngwe songe Tatanda trengi midu Teta ina yandi nono do Chuncho nyangelen deba lakbi chuechi yogi mare songe Kasi yobi ondo tona Teyon ko jumata malam tabu 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 yoye songe anda chenjiri In a long chimbag and day on the tele lag with church, you are searching in no zone, you are searching you do. The dark counter young sheba lasso balungi turned day, and the star lungi on tenet. The she nimble lasso be church, I'm the Tony in but in the tangy year somebody.
So now we come to a refutation, some objections concerning those concerning the element, the nature, and so first there is the refuting the view that it is truly existent, and that the nature is truly existent. Then, the element is that saying that you know there are those qualities, and those qualities, wisdom and so on, are really truly there, truly exist. The second is to refute the view of that the element is an empty void, that there is no such qualities, that those qualities, the kayas and wisdom, do not exist in the element. And the third is refuting the idea that the element is impermanent and compounded. That was already a little bit of this, but the faults that will come in considering that it is compounded, it is meaning it is produced by some causes and is therefore impermanent. And so the first is refuting the view that the element is truly existent and not empty. So that is in the Lankavatara Sutra. So says that the Bodhisattva Mahamati asked, so the Bhagavan Buddha, "Oh, is the permanent, constant, and eternal Tathagata Gaba, which is enclosed in the sheath of defilements, and spoken of in the Buddha's sutras, different from the self of the Jatakas? They also speak about the self, say that it is without qualities, and so on." So, in those teachings, then in the teaching in the sutras, then or in the teachings of the Buddha, then it is taught about the Buddha speaks about a self that is permanent, that is like eternal, that is unchanging, and so on. And how is this self that is so enclosed in the adventitious obscuration, the sheath of adventitious obscuration, different from the self they talk about in the Tirthikas? Here, Tirthika referring more to the philosophers, those who make those philosophical system, and some are talking about self being truly existent, and which is the one that experiences reality. The reality is endowed with the qualities, and the self is the experiencer. So this self is permanent. And so what is the difference between this permanent self and the Buddha's presentation? And so the Buddha so replied to Mahamati, said, "Well, it is not the same. The Buddhas teach the Tathagatagarbha with words such as three doors of liberation, nirvana, and non-arising, in order for, says, immature beings to abandon their fear of lack of identity. They teach the domain beyond all concepts, the sphere of experience without appearance, by means of the teachings on the Tathagatagarbha." So the great bodhisattvas, Mahamati, of the present and future should not fixate upon self. So this is in the this is what we've said earlier, you know, what we mentioned in the teachings of the Buddha, in the intermediate turning of the wheel of the Dhamma. Then he taught the what we call the three doors of liberation. By teaching the three doors of liberation, he taught emptiness, and which is correspond to this wisdom of the self-aware Paramahansa's wisdom. So Soran Rigpa Yeshe, and sentient beings so have may have, you know, when hearing about those teachings. Some fears of emptiness, and so that's why teachings have been given in the final turning of the wheel of the Dhamma, where we talk about the Tathagatagarbha. So the Tathagatagarbha, or what we call in other contexts Dzogchen, refers to this Sosoran Rigpa Yeshe, this self-aware primordial wisdom that is taught in the intermediate turning of the wheel of the Dhamma. But that the this is because this primordial wisdom is also, it says here, the sphere of experience without appearance. That is, you know, this primordial wisdom is completely beyond concept. It's non-conceptual. There's no appearances. It is without concept. It is without appearances. And so this is what the Sosoran Rigpa Yeshe is, this self-aware primordial wisdom. And the name Tathagatagarbha has been given to it in some other contexts, especially for those who are, you know, for sentient beings. Often, the this idea of emptiness can be quite scary. They could be afraid of emptiness. So therefore, that's why those teachings have been given in this way, calling it the Tathagatagarbha. And so this is the how to understand. And so that all the the Buddha said very clearly to Mahamati that all the bodhisattvas, if you want to reach liberation, then you shouldn't have any fixation, any grasping. The moment there is grasping, then there's no liberation. The moment there's grasping at true existence of things, there's no liberation. Even when there's grasping just at the characteristics, there's no liberation. So it is important there's no grasping, even at the self, even at Buddhahood, even at the Tathagatagarbha. So, but if we think that the that it is not empty of its own essence, that that is also a misunderstanding, you know, thinking that which is, you know, thinking that there's a this question of Mahamati, you know, how is it different from itself. This is thinking that the Tathagatagarbha is not empty of itself. It is empty of you know, it could be empty of other phenomena, like it is empty of all the phenomena of samsara. But it's not empty of itself. In itself, it is not emptiness. And this is among the... It talks about seven types of emptiness that are mentioned in the Lankavatara Sutra. And among the seven types of emptiness, this this is the kind of the worst type of emptiness. The emptiness, something which is empty of something else, you know. This is the vase which is empty of a pillar. Which is a vase is not a pillar, so there's no pillar in the vase. This is, that's what it means, vase empty of a pillar, or nirvana empty of samsara, meaning two different things. So you have nirvana, which is empty, which is not, you know, samsara. So this kind of emptiness, so among the seven types of emptiness taught in the Lankavatara Sutra, is said to be the worst kind of emptiness. And so the kind of the less profound kind of emptiness. And so this we need also to abandon, and we need to because it is not like that, that you would have, you know, something that exists there that is empty of the like the nirvana or the Tathagatagarbha, that is empty of those other phenomena but not empty of itself. This is not the understanding, as the Buddha said also to Mahamati in the Lankavatara Sutra. He said that it is neither permanent nor impermanent. And so, because if you say that it is permanent, there's certain faults and problems that would come. But if you say it is impermanent also, there are problems and refutations. So it is beyond being permanent and impermanent. And it is said that it transcends existence and non-existence. It is beyond those extreme of existence and non-existence, and it's just the Buddha said the hold of demons. This is what demons do create, existence and non-existence and all those all those ideas. And the Tathagatagarbha is completely beyond that, beyond existence, beyond non-existence, permanence and impermanence. And so and there's he said also, the Buddha said, if there is something which is beyond the supreme truth of Nirvana, then that also is like an illusion or a dream. Meaning there's nothing better, there's nothing superior, nothing beyond, the Nirvana. And that is, even so the Nirvana is not there's not like something which would be finally, ultimately existing, truly existent. And so that's what it means, that Nirvana is not a, doesn't truly exist, doesn't have inherent existence in the same way. There's not also something even beyond that. Now, and this is what this example says, if there were something, it would be just an illusion, just dreamlike also. So, meaning there's nothing beyond. Now, having said that, Longchenpa does mention, the omniscient Longchenpa does mention in one of his writing something that is beyond Nirvana, but I don't quite remember what it was, Ken Rinpoche said, how it is. But in any case, here, what it said is that there's nothing, beyond the Nirvana, nothing that would be, existent out there. And if there were something beyond Nirvana, this also would be like dreamlike or like an illusion. And so this is, we need to understand this, the teachings, how the element, the nature is in accordance with those scriptures, means that it is emptiness.
Sumandhi etam jesipa nyetam ne nyetam jetana vange Seganam jevalon drumdhaye sibe zole Drovan drovasho jambar bhave jeta jemba Gando sambo Bye.